Hello, can I come in? I'm good, thank you. How are you? Are you finished your classes for the day? Yes, rowdy teenager is always fun. Yes, I'm just thinking about going home, and I saw you're still here, and well, there was something I wanted. I'm sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied here. This is not a good start. So I was thinking, while I was teaching, and I was a little away with the fairies doing that, really, more than I should be, and I was just, thinking about you and situations and about where oh God, this is like a road crash. Oh dear God, I have a crush on you. I'm sorry, that sounds really like something one of our students would say, but there it is. I have a crush on you. And what I was trying to say, and I'm say, oh dear God, George, should I just go? Should I just turn around and leave and we'll forget this ever happened? You like that I have a crush on you? You have a crush on me too. Well, okay. All right. That turned around fast. Hi. Okay. I have completely and utterly lost my mind now. That look on your face is. And now you burst out laughing. Oh my God, that really was bad. I've been trying to rehearse this in my head all day, a week. Or month, if I'm honest. I just wondered if you'd like to come to dinner. I just wondered if you'd like to come to my place, have some dinner. I do a mean chocolate dessert. I'm not a bad cook. I shut up. Seriously, just shut up talking. I am just. Yes? Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. I forgot my bag. I'm gonna go grab my bag and I'll see you out front. Oh, here's my address. You can follow me. Oh, I can't believe this is happening. I am absolutely mortified at my inability to form sentences that I spend my life telling my teenagers they should know how to do by now. All right, okay, I'll see you around. See you soon. So, dinner's in the oven. It's gonna be about 20 minutes. Everything's ready. Would you like another drink? No. I have calmed down a lot. Oh, shut up. I didn't know what else to say. What do you say to somebody you like? I like you. I've heard the students say I have a crush on somebody so often that it just slipped out. Just sit down here. Excuse me? You're going to kiss me now. Oh, okay. Yes, right. So, that's fine. Yes, I was talking too much. Yes, let's talk more kissing. You taste so sweet. Take my hair out. No, I never have it down at school. Let me take it out. There we go. There you are. Thank you. I'm a little self-conscious of it. It's a little unruly. I have quite the mane. Making out? As our teenagers would say. God, I like making out with you. Can I be a little forward? Can I sit on your lap? Just, you know, straddle your lap and sit on it and, you know, kiss some more. Oh! Okay. Well, here I am, straddling your lap and... Yes. My hands are wonderfully warm. Even through my shirt. You like making out with me. I like making out with you too. Do you like neck kisses? I just kiss along your jaw. To that little indent behind your ear. Down your neck. Up under your chin and down to the V of your shirt. Yes. I like the taste of you. I like the feel of your hands on me. I like the warmth of you. I just wanna curl up in your chest and make out. Oh, you like that, do you? You like my fingers up the back of your head and into your hair? Yeah. I'm just pulling you down for more kisses. I didn't wriggle, I wiggled. Oh, there's a distinction. You know what? I don't think, in all seriousness, I can continue making out with you. You did something really wrong. You don't know the difference between wiggle and wriggle. Me? Bad? Yes. I do like being in your arms. Do you know how often I've thought about this? When I'm supposed to be teaching and I can hear your voice in the classroom next door and I get fixated on it and I wish I could just stand at the doorway and watch you, and I've done that a few times and I think you may have caught me the other day doing it. I do like your voice. I don't know, it affects me. It does. Yes, growling deep in your chest while you're against me is very, very nice. Yes, I like neck kisses. Oh my goodness. Oh. feel like a very contented pussycat sitting on your lap. Yes. Yes. I have a mane, so I guess I'm hairy enough. Excuse me? My skin is so soft. Thank you. Oh! What is that noise? Oh my god, it's it's the timer in the kitchen. I'm sorry, I was... Yeah, that was getting really, really lovely. And hot as hell. But I'm... You know what? I'll be back for more makeup sessions later if that's okay with you. Maybe after dinner. Okay. You go wash up and I'll put dinner on the table.